Lord, one more time. How about we worship him? Thank him for what he's already done in this place. Lord, thank you, Jesus, for pouring out your spirit, Lord God, for touching us and moving upon us, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Isn't the Lord wonderful in this place today? It is such a joy to be in his presence, and it's an honor that you've chosen to be with us, each and every one of you, our guests. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you, my friend. Wonderful to have you here today, and praise the Lord. I presume this is your son here. God bless you. Wonderful to have you here today. Hallelujah. And all of our other members, praise the Lord. Stephen, I won't embarrass you too bad, but good to have you here today, man. Praise the Lord. Isn't God good? Amen. We had, if you'd like to head in your Bibles to Acts chapter 2, you might have a hard time getting there. We don't go there very often. That's a joke. We go there about every other Sunday, praise the Lord. But we had our core group meeting yesterday, just a few of us that got together and discussed the new year. We talked about our theme for the new year. Likely you've already seen it. It was on display as you walked in. You also hopefully got a little bookmarker with the theme on it. And as you can see this morning, it's already happening. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God is already being poured out. Acts chapter 2, verse 1 says, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting." We may not have heard a wind yet today, but man, it still sure has felt like there's a mighty wind in this place, right? "And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." Praise God. They were filled with the Holy Ghost. This is a remarkable miracle from God, one that we are still seeing today all over the world, where God is pouring out his Spirit upon men and women and filling them with the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 2 and verse 16, Peter is explaining what has just happened. He says, "But this is that." Everybody say, "This is that." Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you what you felt in this place this morning. This is that. You might read the book of Acts, Acts chapter 2, and you think, wow, that's a wild experience. Listen, we've been feeling it in this place today. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost has been touching us here today. Praise God. "This is that which was prophesied by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass," this was his prophecy, "that in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh." Oh, hallelujah. I'm praying he's going to pour out his Spirit upon every person who's here today. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost stirring in this house. "And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions. And your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my Spirit. And they shall prophesy." Hallelujah. Peter would later on in Acts chapter 2 and verse 39 proclaim that this promise is unto you and to your children and to all who are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. If you're here in this place today, I believe it's because the Lord has called you and brought you here that he may pour out his promise upon you. Hallelujah, here today, on January 12th, 2025, we are believing for an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. If you believe that, would you go ahead and lift up your hands again and pray, God, pour out your spirit once again. God, pour out your spirit once again. God, pour it out upon us. God, pour it out upon our children. God, pour it out upon those who are afar off. In the name of Jesus, pour out your spirit again. Hallelujah. Praise God, as you feel in this place. Hallelujah. God is doing something. He's stirring in our hearts. Because, brothers and sisters, I believe that it is high time for an outpouring of the Spirit of God in this church and in this city. One more time, let's clap our hands to the Lord as you're being seated. Hallelujah. You can throw my title slide up. Hallelujah, HPPC, this is our theme, but it's more than just a theme. Back in November, I asked our ministry leaders to take time to pray and fast for direction in 2025, where God should desire to take not just our church, but their individual ministries. I've done this before, and it's not always produced immediate results. Sometimes I've fasted for 3 days, sometimes longer, before God will give me anything. But this time, it happened very quickly. That Monday, I was praying and fasting. We came to prayer meeting that night. And here in the prayer meeting, it was like God poured it out upon me and gave me this direction. In 2025, he told me, I am going to pour out my spirit in the city of Stewart, in Martin County, and beyond. Hallelujah. And over again the last few months, the Lord has confirmed this in my heart and in several people who are here. Preparing some things, getting graphics together, was showing it to some of the leaders, Brother Victor specifically, and he recognized one of the images that we had as something that he'd seen in a vision or a dream when he first got into church or at some point in his walk with God. He could recognize it. It was confirmation in his heart that God is going to pour out his spirit. Yesterday, I introduced this theme for the first time to our core group. But before yesterday was come, Friday, I woke up early in the morning before I went to work, as I try to do most days. I woke up at 5 a.m. If you're a morning person and you're good at 5 a.m., God bless you. I'm not. Hallelujah. I woke up at 5 a.m. I went out into our office, got my coffee, and did like I did most mornings. I began to do my Bible reading. For the last 20 years, I've done the same Bible reading where I read through the entire Bible in 1 year. And so I sat down to do it. Sometimes I get behind, then I catch up, and then I get behind, and then I catch up, and it's kind of this constant back and forth. But eventually, I'll get caught back up. Right now, I'm a little bit behind. So I went to go read, and again, 5 a.m., Aaron really wasn't recognizing. I wasn't thinking about the theme or what God was going to do in 2025. I was just trying to wake up enough to understand what I was reading. Hallelujah. And as I was reading, I began to read Joel chapter 2. I didn't even consider it. But there in Joel chapter 2, as I was reading, I began to read, "And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions." Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you, out of thousands of verses in the Bible, the possibility that I would read that day is slim to none. I'm telling you, it's because God is showing us He's about to pour out His Spirit. When I presented this yesterday to our core group, several would admit and say, "God also led me to this verse in the last week or two." Hallelujah. Confirming in our hearts, this is more than just a cute theme. It's more than a pretty great graphic, but hey, it's a pretty great graphic, right? Hallelujah. But it's more than just a pretty great graphic. It's more than just a bookmarker. It's more than just a sign when you walk through the door. Hallelujah. But I feel like this is prophetic direction for 2025. Hallelujah. It's not just this is what we want to see. It's not just this is what we're praying for. It's not just this is what we desire. But it is the Lord speaking and saying, in 2025, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I walked into 2025 with fresh focus, fresh vision for myself. There's things I'm trying to accomplish, hallelujah, in 2025 that I know I've been lacking in personally. Hallelujah, but 2025, for the church, it's not about what I can do. And it's not about what you can do. Hey, as a church, we want to be the best we can be for 2025. Hallelujah, but whether or not we put in the extra effort, I'm here to prophesy to you that the Lord is going to pour out His Spirit and the Lord is going to do something, because it's not about what I want, it's what the Lord wants. And if I may speak for God, I believe the Lord wants to pour out His Spirit. Zechariah 4 and 6, this needs to become our theme song. In 2025, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, "Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts." It's not going to be because of what you do or what I do, but simply because of what God does. He will pour out His Spirit. Oh, worship the Lord for a moment. What does this mean? Acts chapter 2, God poured out His Spirit upon the apostles for the first time. They were filled with the Holy Ghost, and it was accompanied with a supernatural experience of speaking in other tongues. This might be contrary to what you've heard or believed, but I'm here to tell you that every person that I have ever seen receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, it's been accompanied with a supernatural sign of speaking in tongues. Today, if you're wondering, do I have the Holy Ghost or not? You don't have to wonder anymore. The Lord can give you a supernatural sign that will remove all doubt. Hallelujah, as the Spirit comes upon you, you will begin to speak in tongues as the Spirit gives the utterance. It's not a prayer I can teach you. Hallelujah, we just said that name, Zerubbabel. Say that 15 times and you're speaking in tongues. That's not how it works. Why? Because it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you, brothers and sisters, in 2025 to believe for the hand of God that's going to bring miracles, signs, and wonders. And it's going to begin with this. He will pour out His Spirit. And when the Spirit comes inside of you, you will begin to speak in other tongues as the Spirit takes control of your mouth. If you've ever received the gift of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues, won't you raise your hand today? Hallelujah. Listen, that's not to point out anybody who hasn't, but to point out this is what God is doing in the last days. He is pouring out His Spirit. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, because He doesn't want it just to be a chill bump down your spine. A chill bump while you're in church is a sign that God's in church, but it's not a sign that God's in you. Hallelujah. But if you want to know for a matter of fact that God's on the inside of me, He will fill you with His Spirit, and you will have a miraculous sign like the apostles did in Acts chapter 2, like Cornelius and his family did in Acts chapter 10, like the disciples of John the Baptist did in Acts chapter 19. When God filled them with the Holy Ghost, they began to speak in tongues. Because the apostles gathered together, they were given direct word by God. Wait, tarry ye in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. How would they know that the Lord confirmed His word? How would they know when they'd be endued with the power from on high? The Bible says God is a spirit. Spirit is invisible. Jesus said it like the wind. He said, every person who receives the Spirit is like the wind. He says, you can't see the wind. You can feel the wind, but He didn't use feeling as an indicator. In John chapter 3, He says, there was a sound of the wind. Then He said this, so is everyone who is born again of the Spirit. What does that mean? He's saying there is a sound. You know that same word in John chapter 3 that is translated sound. In the Greek, it's also the word for languages. So John, or Jesus, prophesied in the book of John that when the Spirit comes upon somebody and they are born again by the Spirit, that they would begin to speak in tongues and there would be a sound or a language that accompanies it. Hallelujah. Why is that? Because it's not what I can do. I can't fill you with the Holy Ghost. Only God can fill you with the Holy Ghost. How do I know when God's done it? I'm going to have miracles, signs, and wonders. I will begin to speak in tongues as the Spirit gives the utterance. Oh, somebody clap your hands again. This morning, as I was preparing for this sermon, I began to ask myself the question, why did Jesus wait to pour out the Spirit? The Spirit of God was poured out on the day of Pentecost. That was 50 days after Passover when Jesus was first crucified. It was 10 days after the ascension of Jesus, after He had already resurrected. Why did He wait 50 days, 10 days after going back on high? Listen, I believe there are probably a million different reasons that God and God alone knows. But ultimately, the reason is because the day of Pentecost was God's designated time. And I believe that God has designated this time as a time He's going to pour out His Spirit. I believe the Lord has revealed to us now is God's designated time for an outpouring in Stewart, an outpouring in Hope Sound, an outpouring in Jensen, an outpouring in Indiantown, an outpouring in Port St. Lucie, an outpouring in Jupiter. Now is the designated time for the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. This is the day. This is the it's an exciting time to be part of the kingdom of God. It's an exciting time to be in church. Oh, I prophesy to you, you will see a revival this year that will take away all of our doubts. You will see a revival where even those you never thought would believe will begin to believe again. Even those you thought were too far gone will be brought nigh again. Get ready for revival, HPPC. Get ready for revival. God waited for the day of Pentecost, which is also known as the Festival of Harvest. That's what we have to look forward to. This is time for the harvest. Oh, praise God. The day of Pentecost was the time of gathering. All the work they prepared, all the soil they had to prepare, all the seed they had to lay, and they waited, and they waited, and they waited. Sometimes for months, they'd begin to see a little bit of growth there, and a little bit of growth there. Hallelujah. Every now and then, something would sprout. It'd be an indicator, oh, look, it's working. Come on, it's working. I just got to have a little bit more patience because it's starting to take traction. They're starting to see growth. Oh, hallelujah. But then, all of a sudden, the day of Pentecost indicated the time of the first fruits or the time of the first rains. And what came with the first rains? Hallelujah. Harvest came with the first rains where they saw little growth. All of a sudden, things started to sprout. Things started to come. Oh, I'm here to talk to you, HPPC. We have worked. We have planted. We have prepared. And it's time for the harvest to be gathered. It's time for the Spirit of the Lord to be poured out and for the lost to be found. But we've seen little bits of growth here. We've seen little bits of growth there. Hallelujah. Last year in 2024, our church saw a 15% growth. I recognize for some, they look around and they say, well, this isn't like the mega church I came from. That's all right. We don't have any desire to be like a mega church. Praise God. Now listen, I'm not saying they're not good people and they don't, you know, not trying to do their best, but I'm here to just tell you, our vision is not to be a mega church in that sense. Our church is to be a church that follows the Word of God and places truth as a priority and the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, the moment that you come to watch a show instead of come to worship or pray, that's the moment we're shutting our doors and we won't open them again, because it's not about might nor by power. It's not about talent or abilities. It's about the Spirit of the Lord being poured out. We want the Spirit of God to pour out His Spirit, and He's doing it. 15% growth, according to various church growth studies. A healthy average church growth rate is considered to be between 3 and 5% per year. That's healthy growth. Some studies even categorize good growth as between 6 to 8%. Excellent growth to be 9 to 11% annually. Hallelujah. And in 2024, we saw 15% growth. Hallelujah. Why? Because people are hearing what we're doing. People are coming because they are being filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. People are seeing change when they come to HPPC. Their perspective is being shifted. Hallelujah. Their perspective of themselves is being shifted. The perspective of their role in this world is being shifted. They are finding their higher purpose in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That is our mission, that people should find their higher purpose in Jesus Christ. I believe you're more than just flesh and bones, but God designed you for a reason, and He created you for a purpose. Hallelujah. But you've got to discover that purpose. So I'm categorizing our 15% as above good and above excellent, but as outpouring growth. It's a growth that only the Spirit of the Lord can bring. Hallelujah. But praise God, let me tell you, I think 15% is nothing. I'm expecting greater numbers next year. Why is that? Because I don't believe the Lord is done. We've just seen a little bit of growth. We've just seen it grow just a little bit. The stalk is beginning to come out of the ground. But this year, we're going to start harvesting the fruit, the vegetables. Hallelujah. We're going to harvest the wheat. Praise God. Everybody say, we're preparing for outpouring. As a church, we're preparing for an outpouring. How are we preparing for an outpouring? Through prayer, through fasting, through worshiping. We're also doing some unique things this year that I believe is going to bless this church and open up opportunities for God to pour out His Spirit. One thing we're doing is we're doing what we're calling outpouring services. Our goal is to do one Sunday a quarter. It's going to be designed to be specifically an outreach service, much like last year's Baptism Sunday. We will be asking an evangelist to come and to preach it for us. Somebody who God has blessed and gifted and anointed to evangelize, to reach people who are lost. We're bringing them in so that they can preach to this congregation in this city, and the Lord can bless people. Hallelujah, I'm excited for those services. I tell you, I believe God's going to do something great. Hallelujah. Our first is towards the end of, or in the middle of March, is going to be our first outpouring service. Our second, we're calling that one Baptism Sunday. We're going to put an emphasis on baptism of water, but also baptism of the Spirit. Amen. Our second outpouring service is going to be Easter Sunday. That's in April. Easter Sunday. It's going to be not Baptism Sunday, but Resurrection Sunday. We're going to be emphasizing the fact that Jesus died on the cross, was buried in a tomb, and it resurrected 3 days later. It represents the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Well, we know that Peter also said we must repent, which means to die off, kill off the old man. He says we must be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. That means to be buried as Jesus was buried. And he says, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That is to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. That is that resurrection. That's the process of being born again. Hallelujah. You want to be born again? I told somebody one time, I said, listen, the Lord wants you to be born again. He said, man, I regret being born the first time. I told him, well, maybe the second time will be better for you. Hallelujah. If you're tired of this life, why don't you give God a chance? Let the Holy Ghost come upon you, give you fresh perspective and identity, and let's see if that'll make a difference in you. It did for me. Come on now, did it for you? Did it change your life? Brother Bob, did it change your life last year? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You're not the same man you were. Hallelujah. The Lord poured out his spirit on you. Hallelujah. You're a brand new person than you were at the beginning of 2024. Hallelujah. That's because God is pouring out his spirit. And he's causing people to be born again. Yes. Absolutely. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're doing outpouring services. We are doing outpouring mailers. We are going to be sending out a mailer to every person who's ever attended our church. And we are going to invite them to join us for revival in the city of Stuart. Hallelujah. We're going to do our worship on the dock service again. Amen. Anybody enjoy that last year? Worship on the docks. We went right in downtown Stuart. The Riverwalk stage, and we did just a worship service. Hallelujah. But I tell you what, if you want to talk about an outpouring of the Holy Ghost, we saw God perform miracles that day. He kept it from raining. He caused the wind to blow at just the right moment. Hallelujah. There wasn't a single person that walked away, not saved or unsaved, that didn't admit that God was there and God was revealing himself. If God could do that last year, what is he going to do this year? What kind of an outpouring is he going to bring this year? Praise God. He's performing miracles, and I'm just excited to be a part of it. Hallelujah. And listen, I am excited about this. I want to let you know that if you want to get behind this idea of outpouring, you want to keep it at the forefront, come talk to me. We've made phone backgrounds with this theme on it. We've made social media profile pictures you can put on social media. We've got cover images you can put on there. We've got special posts that'll be going online that we can share with you. Also help you get this out there and let people know we're praying for an outpouring. We're believing for an outpouring. Why? Because this isn't just a theme. It's not just a desire. This is a heaven-sent movement that we want this city to get behind and to join. You're ready for revival today. Clap your hands if you're ready for revival. It's all isn't to say, though, that there's some things that we need to do today to prepare for it. We see when God poured out his spirit on the day of Pentecost, there were things that preceded the outpouring of God's spirit. Acts chapter 2 and verse 1 says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Hallelujah. There was an understanding. Jesus told us to wait in Jerusalem. So they came and they waited together. Luke 24, 49 says, and behold, this is Jesus speaking before his ascension. says, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. That was 10 days before God would pour out his Spirit. For 10 days, they came together in prayer. For 10 days, they waited patiently. And I'm here to tell you that many didn't make it. It is said that Jesus, at the time of his ascension, was speaking to somewhere around 3,500 people. There on the day of Pentecost, there was only 120 left. Not everybody made it because not everybody was willing to come together in unity. This is what precedes the outpouring of God's Spirit. It's unity. Hallelujah. And I feel like I've got unity in this place more than ever before. Hallelujah. There is an agreement. And we must come to an agreement together that we're going to pray until God does it. And we're going to worship until God does it. And we're going to preach until God does it. And sometimes we're going to work until God does it. We're going to come to church until God does it. We're going to read our Bibles until God does it. We're going to go down to the altar until God does it. We're going to keep putting ourselves in one accord and in one place together until the Spirit falls and until the outpouring comes. I want you to consider what it felt for them. All they had was a promise, prayers, and each other. Today, it might seem like all we've got is a promise, prayers, and each other. But I'm here to tell you that's all we need. And the Lord is going to do something powerful in this place. Hallelujah, but listen, let's pray for the outpouring. Let's believe in God for the outpouring. But let's recognize we don't just want an outpouring of God's Spirit. We want an outflowing of God's Spirit. Hallelujah. For the greatest passage of Scripture, you guys know my favorite passage of Scripture. What is it? Acts 2:38. Why is that? It's because it's the most clearest definition of the plan of salvation of all scriptures. It shows us clearly what we must do. Acts 2:37. Hallelujah. It says this. Now when they heard this, they were pricked, convicted in their heart, and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For this promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Anybody appreciate Acts chapter 2, verse 38? What preceded Acts chapter 2, verse 38? An outpouring? God pouring out his Spirit? But at some point, what happened in the upper room ended up down in the streets. Oh, praise God. I feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. What ended, what started up in the upper room, it flowed down to the streets. And the Bible says there were 3,000 people who were there for the feast of Pentecost. And they saw what started in the upper room, now in the streets, people speaking in tongues. And they thought to themselves, what in the world is happening? What is going on here? That's when Peter began to preach to them and tell them, this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, I will pour out my spirit, saith the Lord. And after preaching Jesus, they asked them, because they were pricked in their heart, what do we do? Oh, I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, after we receive the outpouring, we need an outflowing. Let's not just hold the outpouring here in the building, but let's let it flow out to the streets. It's time to start praying people through in the street. It's time to start praying people through at work. It's time to start praying people through at the grocery store. Why? Because it starts here, but it's got to go out there. What he starts in the building, it's got to flow out of the building. I'm almost finished. Everybody say, thank God. Ezekiel 47 and 1. We're going to read a little bit here. It says, afterward, he brought me again into the door of the house. Ezekiel seeing a vision of what is to come. It says, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house. Eastward. What house is he referring to? He's referring to the temple where worship was being held. He saw a vision, and in his vision, the temple was being filled with water. And it just kept filling it until all of a sudden there was an overflow. And it began to seep through from under the thresholds of the house. For the forefront of the house stood toward the east, and waters came down from under the right side of the house. Hallelujah. I want there to be an outpouring so great in this place that it overflows and we can no longer contain it within these four walls, and we can't help but to take it out onto the streets and let it flow into the neighborhoods. Come on now. Hallelujah. I'm believing for an outpouring that's going to go beyond just HPPC, but it's going to touch the church down the road, and it's going to touch the schools down the road. I'm talking about an overflow. Everybody shout overflow. An overflow. For under the right side of the house, it flowed at the south side of the altar. Listen, the altar, it's the spot where God's going to pour out his spirit. It's the area that's going to get the most overflow. The altar is a place where we come and lay ourselves down and receive of Jesus. It's the faucet. Oh, I feel God in this place. It's the faucet. Praise God. It's the faucet. Listen, you want to get in the glory? Get to the place where it's pouring out. Get to the altar. Hallelujah. Get to the altar. That's the place where it's pouring out. Get to the altar. Praise God. Get to the altar. Get to a place of prayer. Get to a place of worship. Get to a place of consecration. Get to a place of sacrifice. Get to the altar. That's where the faucet is. Everybody say it flows out of the altar. You want to see an outpouring in 2025? Get a prayer life. You want to see an outpouring in 2025? Start fasting. You want to see an outpouring 2025? Get dedicated to church. Hallelujah. The more you lay yourself on the altar, the more you're going to see that faucet turn on and the Spirit of God flow. Hallelujah. Praise God, because it flows from out of the altar. And look at this. Let's just read it. Verse 2. Then brought he me out. Everybody say out. Of the way of the gate northward. He brought me out. An outpouring of God's Spirit needs to take us out. He led me about the way without unto the utter gate by the way that looketh eastward. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. Hallelujah. Next verse. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits. And he brought me through the waters. You mean the waters are still flowing even that far? He says the waters were to the ankles. And again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. And the waters were to the loins. It just kept pouring out. It just kept overflowing. After he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over. For the waters were risen, waters to swim in. A river that could not be passed over. And he said unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen this? Then he brought me. He caused me to return to the brink of the river. And when I had returned, I went back to where it all started. Behold, at the bank of the river were many trees. Where did those trees come from? It came because there is an overflow of water. Now all of a sudden, things are growing where it hadn't grown before. Things are being, fruits being brought where there were no fruits before. He says, I see now trees. Then he said unto me, these waters that issued out toward the east country and go down into the desert and go into the sea, which being brought forth into the sea, the waters shall be healed. What is issuing out of the will go out, and it will heal the other bodies of water. And it shall come to pass that everything that liveth, which moveth, whithersoever the river shall come, they shall live. And there's going to be a great multitude of fish because of the waters that came thither. For they, the fish, shall be healed, and everything shall live, whether the river cometh. Everything will be made alive when the Spirit of God is poured out. That dead promise will be made alive again. That son or daughter you're praying for shall be made alive again. Hallelujah. Come on now. I believe healing signs and wonders. That body that's been dying or harmed, hallelujah, it's going to be healed and it's going to come alive again when there is an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. That which is dead and dry shall be made alive again. How about we stand to our feet? One more passage of Scripture. Today, I know that I've preached primarily to the church, but let me preach to some of our guests and new members. If you feel a little dry and you've come into this place searching for something, I believe the Lord is going to touch you and He's going to show you that chill that you felt and those goosebumps you've gotten, the emotion that swept through you, that it's all just pointing you toward a God that loves you. Zechariah chapter 10 and verse 1, and then I'm finished. I'm sorry, that's the wrong one. Isaiah 44 and verse 3. Isaiah chapter 44 and verse 3. It says this: For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. If you're here today and you're thirsty, you're in need, you're desiring for change, you know that deep down inside you need something beyond yourself. Listen, I was there. At one point in my life, I was right there. I was that boy laying in bed, questioning the purpose of my existence. I was thirsty for purpose and meaning. I was dry of blessing. But here's the promise of God: I will pour water upon the thirsty, and I will bring floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my Spirit upon thy seed and my blessing upon thine offspring, and they shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the watercourse. Those who are thirsty, would you come and drink of the rivers of living water? For the Lord has poured out his Spirit, and the Lord is drawing today. For I will pour out water upon the thirsty and floods upon the dry ground. That's right, HPPC. How about we find